Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
Double O, double U, double E, ooh wee. Looking for the sweetest hit. Well, we got the recipe. Been patient waiting for someone to show you. So we gonna show you how. We gonna break it down. We gonna break it down.
Oh, man. Hey, Al, they should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like, I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But, hey. I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and that, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time, but if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, A.K. Dicko. A.K.
Hey.
Dicko. 3 times. Hey. And I make sure I don't do no physical harm to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. Well, see, I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all
that. Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls jip-jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
This is T-A-Z, T to the A to the Z, another T-A-Z Productions on Blog Talk Radio, with your host T-A-Z, co-host in the house. I know he in here. Ant-Man, you in the house, baby.
It took a minute, but I made it in, bro.
I got a array of numbers up here. I know Urban Blue is in the house. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah. What's up, Chase?
And also,
Area code 707, identify yourself. If you're just listening, just say, T-A-Z, I'm just listening, man.
I'm just listening, man.
Oh, okay, then, cool. Love y'all, too. Urban Blue, again, once again, hey, man, you might as well be a co-host on this show, because you in here a lot.
Well, I'm just waiting for the invite, my friend.
I want you to explain to the people what you do and all the stuff you do, because there's a lot. I could go through it too, but it's better said by the master. Go on ahead and say exactly what you do, dog.
Well, I'm a jazz musician and producer, and what I do is compose jazz. I mix in with a little R&B, trying to venture over to the hip hop world. And just composing and trying to create some good tunes and put it out there in the airways and hope that people like it. That's basically what I do. Right now, I'm getting ready to close out the studio, and we're going to do some live things and put together a new group, Urban Blue and Crew Zero. So be on the lookout for that name. So we're going to be out and about, doing some things, probably going to end up doing some CD release parties and stuff like that.
You say it's Crew Zero?
Yes.
Okay, cool. And I went recently, a couple of weeks ago, to Urban Blue's house, and we talked music in his one of his studios, one that he got at his house that he does a pre-production on. And I was blown away, Brother Ant.
No, I'm sure you was, you know. I don't know if Mr. Urban Blue remembers, but, you know, what was it, the first time? He was the first one that I did the show with you with, Taz, remember?
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I remember you.
Hey, Blue, your phone ain't coming through real loud now. It dropped off again.
Okay.
Yeah, make sure you get in a cold spot. Get there where you can see the moon, dog, and get that reception.
Okay.
Yeah, got a little bit. But I remember he was the first one that you listened to, and Ant was, he was kind of blown away.
Yep, I sure was. That's because I was so so happy whenever Taz told me that you was going to be back on the show tonight. I was like, oh, yeah, get to listen to some more great music and stuff. So I'm looking forward to it. So, Taz, I know what you mean, Taz, when you say, you know, you was over there at his house listening to some great music and stuff, you know. I'm kind of jealous, bro.
Well, dog, don't be jealous, bro. We had a good time. We talked music. And matter of fact, we probably get together and do a project, too.
Oh, yes. Most definitely. I'm looking forward to it. I've been listening. Taz dropped off some music, and I've been listening to the CD that you dropped off, man, and Live Your Life, one of the cuts I've been listening to that you did that is so hot, man. Hey, I don't know what you were thinking when you did that one, but it's straight up, you know?
Well, I appreciate it, man. Coming from you, I really appreciate it. Really.
Yeah. Yeah.
The song, and this is the one you let me listen to, so I got to play it. Didn't Mean to Fall in Love. And who's doing the vocals on this, Blue?
Well, I did all the vocals on that.
Yeah, there we go. And you get ready to hear Urban Blue sing now. I told this cat he need to be singing. I did. He's going to have to sing a hook on one of my joints. For real. As soon as I write it, get a damn hook. For real. So this, go on and explain it before I play it.
Well, Didn't Mean to Fall in Love is kind of lends itself to, you know, I always write about personal experiences about my significant other who's in my life, been in my life, and
I didn't mean to fall in love, and that's what inspired me to write this song. And it's kind of self-explanatory, you know. I mean, I didn't mean to do it, but, you know, I got caught up, you know. I'm human. I'm human just like everybody else, so.
And here it is. Didn't mean to fall in love.
I'm just a
Wow. Now I'm gonna let Ant talk about it because I already heard it before, and I already loved the song. I was sitting here moving my head, tapping along right with it, and I forgot about the rock element of the guitar crashing in. I forgot about that, and I was like, yeah, that really made my soul some good again to hear it. Ant.
Taz, you know what I'm ready to do right now, bro?
What?
I'm ready to go get my girl. get my daggone drink, my Bacardi and my Coke. You know what I'm saying? Go sit, go chill at a jazz spot and listen to Mr. Urban Blue all night long, bro. that's the mentality that I'm in right now, dog. Lord have mercy.
I like the whole thing, the way he changed it up too. So Blue, you did yourself proud on that one. Explain to the people exactly the process that you go through putting these beats together. Now, putting this music together is a process I probably wouldn't want to do. But, of course, you know, being that I love music, I would do it. But I know what you do is a lot more time-consuming than what I do. So explain, like, how you go through and do a Urban Blue hit.
Well, of course, it starts off as an idea, you know what I mean? And I usually start out with the idea of it's an inspiration, and then, you know, the idea starts to form. And I normally sit at the keyboard, and that's why I start to write all my music, is sitting at the keyboard trying to find the right riffs or the right annotations that would speak to the idea that I have in my head. So I start there. And then, you know, I lay down, I start with the instruments, trying to decide which instruments I would like to be a part of the track. And I don't loop anything. I actually play all the parts, and I lay them down tracks individually, one by one. And before, it's kind of time consuming, and I've spoken to TAZ because he's got some cutting edge shortcuts that I'm willing to get into, but I'm kind of old school, and so I'm such a musician that I have to play the instruments, you know, laying on the bass, laying on the horn, laying on the keys, laying on the drums, laying on all that stuff. You know, I that's the way I do it. So that's pretty much the process I go through.
Yeah, and can you know, on some of his cuts, you hear everything in there. I mean, everything from the kitchen sink to him dropping the mirrors. I'm like, this cat is everything on this track. I'd be exhausted after one song. I really would. I admire people that do stuff like that because of the fact that's true musicianship. So, what you got to say,
yeah,
brother Ant?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's let alone just the creativity alone, you know, just by sitting back listening to, you know, the process that he says that he goes through just, you know, to come up with a great song, you know, it makes it all worthwhile in the end. And you can appreciate it a lot more if you are into this type of, you know, music, you know, because I know I am, you know, it's a throwback that I love, you know, so I enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
The song Ode to Sir George Duke. I've been wanting to play this ever since you sent it, but I didn't play it. I remember you let me hear a little bit of it at your house.
Right. Yeah, that's an instrumental tune that, you know, recently we lost one of the great jazz musicians of my time and one of my great inspirations who I've listened to over the years. And it really touched me in a way when I found out that he had passed away, and I wanted to pay tribute to him as a musician and to try to show my appreciation to him, you know, even though he's gone on, that, you know, I want to do something, you know, other than just say I'm sad to see he's gone and that type of thing. But I want to write some music, and probably will compose not just this tune, not only this tune, but more tune that I can, you know, kind of land his way and show my appreciation of all the good music he created over the years.
And you actually met him too, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh God! I mean, some years back I met Mr. Duke, and I mean it's one of those moments, man. Like, you know, you meet one of the greats like that, and you're just frozen in time. You know what I mean? You're almost speechless because, you know, it's almost like when I met Herbie Hancock. I was just stunned. I was speechless. I almost couldn't say anything because to be around that kind of greatness is a privilege, you know, and I'm glad I had a chance to meet him.
Here it is. DJ, the one who used to be the producer of my show, she texted me and said that this cut is hot as hell. I hear Herbie through it. Damn. Let you know she was feeling that all the way through. I was feeling it. I was like, man, his fingers got to hurt after playing the way you was playing on the keyboard on that one. I'm giving it to Brother Ant. I know he over there in Oklahoma jamming. Your hat that came off, sir. You got a hat in your picture on Facebook, and I seen it fell off.
Taz, man, Taz, who in their right minds would not love something like that? You know what I'm saying? I agree with your producer. That thing was smoking. How can you not love that? How can you not love that? If you don't like that, then you're a Republican. That's all I'm trying to say.
Man, God, dog,
man.
All praise.
He messed me up on that one, dog. He said, you're a Republican.
Well, I ain't no Republican, Pilsen, man. I appreciate the compliment, man. Well, all praise to God for the inspiration.
Oh, my God, that was smoking. I'm sorry, that was smoking, man. Taz, if you got time, we got to play that again.
Well, I mean, you came up with that, and that thing was definitely a dedication to someone, but it was a dedication to some funk, because you bought some funk on that track.
Well, you know, if you following Mr. Duke over the years, he was all about the funk. I mean, he's one of the original funksters, and it's a privilege that I could even listen to his music. I mean, he was one of the pioneers of defining what funk is. A lot of people, you know, they talk about the George Clintons, you know, and what I try to do is try to capture the funk and put it into a jazz envelope, you know, and try to express the funk, you know, jazzically, if that's a word.
He made up one, but I like it. Jazzically.
Jazzically speaking.
Well, dude, I want you to know, you put it down for real, because we sure enough love that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I know
give out your information so people can hit you up, listen to the music, buy the music.
Well, I mean, they can go to my website. It's www.urbanbluemusic.ning.com. I can also be found on Facebook. A lot of times I use Facebook as a experimental box, so to speak. You know, I put some stuff out there and try to get some feedback from some of my close friends and people that follow me, and to get some feedback from them to see if they're feeling the music. And also, I'm on SoundCloud. And some of my earlier works, you know, you can find those on iTunes. I dropped, I think, especially the CD, KZ, that I gave you of some of my earlier works that I did back in 2003, which was the Out of the Blue album. So,
right.
So that was some of the stuff that when I was first, you know, after being with certain bands or touring with certain bands in early years, you know, when I started doing things independently, that was the first album that I did.
Okay. Hey, like I said, I've always been a fan of yours ever since the time we met on musicplaces.com. And most brothers, nobody really don't know about that except the people that was on it. Like Count Cool Out, he was on there. Me and him talk about it. He had that song Cool Out Rap a long time ago when rap first started. We talked about it. He's from New York. Also, I talked to Bootsy Sun, ooh wee. He was on there. That's where I met him at years ago. And you were on there too, Mr. Urban Blue, and I was like, that was long time. That was before MySpace. That was before this Facebook. Musicplaces.com was a hot commodity when it first started. Am I right?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. As a matter of fact, it was the premier place to be, especially in, and it's where the indie nation, as I say, really started to take off on that social music network back in the day. And I don't know if it's still around. I know I haven't been on it. No, it's not, bro.
It's gone. I'm gonna be honest with you. If I had some money, I would use that name and we'd do it all over again. Cause I mean that was one of the tightest spots to meet somebody, listen to their music, leave a message. It was so easy. It wasn't as complicated as Yahoo is now. Like MySpace now.
You
go on there now, you got to do a couple of things to get on there and even know that they got a message sent to them. But on Music Places, it was very simple. And you go on there and you see, oh, I got some messages. And you talk to a lot of different artists. I met a few that I'm still friends with up until this day. And you're one of them. And I'm glad we still communicate.
Well, most definitely. It was one of the spots where, you know, right, it was easy. I mean, especially up-and-coming artists or artists that didn't have the means of a major record label to get themselves some airplay. I mean, you could go out there, drop your stuff out there, and get feedback and get some exposure.
And they had a little radio thing within the site. They'll pick your music, and they'll play everybody's music in a different rotation. And, dude, it was crazy. You could listen to some of everybody, and the names pop up. If you wanted to get in contact with them, you go to the little page right there and keep the music places radio playing. So I remember that, man.
Yeah, and that's, I have to thank that website for helping me build my following. You know what I mean? It got me. It was a good jump start for me. You know, and now. In this day and age, I mean, there are so many of these things out there that have inspired musicians can get out there and get on the World Wide Web as we know it, and get your material out there and get it heard. You know what I mean? There's so much talent out there, and now we didn't know that back in the day because we were not, you know, all these social music websites were not
available,
but now, I mean, it's no excuse for you not, if you're an aspiring musician, you can get your material. If you got material, put it out there. I mean,
right.
And let the world hear it, because the internet introduced up-and-coming musicians to the world.
Well, again, I want to thank you for coming in, doing your thing, brother. As always. You gotta seat up in this camp for real, cause you've been on here enough. You've been on here more than I am. it's my damn show. You've been on here more than me. He's the most out of all the artists that's been on here the most, and I love Urban Blue, love the music, love you too, my brother, and hope to see you at the house party too, man.
Yeah, much love back to you, TAZ, and. Whenever you want me out here to co-host with you, just, you know how to reach me, and just, it's only a spoken word, and I'll be right there. And I'm looking forward to doing some music together and collaborating on some things, because you bring a lot to the table, and I want to incorporate that, and hopefully we can come up with something, like you said, that make people's heads shake.
Yeah, we are. I'll be done with that album by springtime next year. That's how I do it. I do my spot, and you know, we'll wait on you to put yours down too, because I want you to take your time and just make it sound right for real.
Yeah.
Brother Ace, you got any last words to Urban Blue?
The only thing I got to say is it's been a pleasure is again being introduced to your music again, Mr. Blue. I'm a big fan of yours now, so I'm looking forward to more of your music in the near future. And
sure.
I'll be looking forward to that thing if you and Taz do get together. I think I'll be the first on the line to scoop that up.
Yeah.
And if you want to sit on Blue, you can sit on. I got another artist on deck. Area code 505. Area code 505. Identify yourself.
Yeah.
Identify yourself, Cat.
Say again, I can barely hear you.
I said identify yourself. Who am I speaking with? This is T-A-Z.
Jeff Q.
What's up, Jeff Q? The first question I got for you. Name Jeff Q.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that?
Well, when I was I used to actually rap before I started producing, and my first name used to be Mr. GQ, and I just took off of that name. I switched to a different name, which was Quells after that, and I just took the Q out of pretty much all the names that I had in the past, and I just put Jess Q after that because I thought it was just catchy and it would actually hit people to where it would stick in their head.
Right. I know I floated on our Facebook like I normally do and ran into some music and heard some of your music, and I was like, wow, this cat is bad. I listened to the beat page and you was almost in my pockets, bruh. I make beats too, but you was almost in my pockets because I was about ready to buy. Like, man, this dude's gonna make me buy a beat, and I ain't trying to buy no beat. I'm listening, but you gonna make me buy one, dog. So, how did you actually start when you first started? What was your motivation in making music?
Well, my main motivation back in, like, I think it was 2004. Kanye West came over here for the College Dropout tour or whatever, and I had a chance to go to that concert. I actually had to do mad shit. I was still in high school. I had to do mad shit to fucking, I had to do a bunch of stuff to go do to get to that concert. I had to pull weed, do all this stuff, whatever. I got to the concert, seeing him, actually got the chance to actually meet with him backstage. And, like, that was, like, one of my idols during that time. And, like, I wasn't really too into production, but he's the one that pretty much got me into, like, I love sampling. I love sampling soul music. And that's just what got me into that production. Like, my parents used to listen to soul music back in the day, and I've always been into that type of music. And that's just what the main thing that got me into producing it.
The song "Let Me Do What I Do." I like the title already. Let me do what I do. Explain it before I play it. Hello?
Yeah.
Explain it before I play.
Well, this is a song from Gator J. He's one of the artists that I've worked with for a long time. Like, he's one of my good friends, and Mr. Walker. Basically, it's more of like a party song or whatever. Like, I sent them the beat, and they did their thing on it. Like, they both killed their balls or whatever, and like Mr. Walker actually he does a little post production. He put a little effects on it and just make the song pop. So, yeah, like. It's a dope song. Like, I hope you guys enjoy it.
Let me do what I do.
Let me do what I do.
Why
you mad at me? why you mad at me? Why you mad at me? Why you mad at me? Let me do what I do. Why you acting brand new?
Why you mad at me?
I don't know what I'm doing, but you can best believe I do it. I'm a hot boy, but I stay cool. I gotta keep it rugged like some skate shoes. Only thing I learned in school is to break rules. These lames keep it as real as they fake jewels. I got that itch to get rich. Fuck a wish to get them chips. You know I'm calling out a blitz. Yeah, please believe I'm getting cheese. A lazy broke motherfucker, that's my pet peeve. Even with no shirt on, got a trick up my sleeve. If she don't make me skeet, then I'm pulling out her weed. Swallow my seed. I'm on a mission from now till infinity to be the realest in my vicinity. Let me know when your tape drops. When will the fake stop? I got your girl taking face shots. Yeah, player please, you know she loving the D. I got her down on her knees for some government cheese. Believe.
Why you mad at me?
Let me do what I do.
Why
you acting brand new?
Why you mad at me?
I don't know what I'm doing, but you can best believe I do it. Let me do what I do.
Why
you acting brand new?
Why you mad at me?
I don't know what I'm doing, but you can best believe I do it.
A couple shots to the head and some herbal light. Blow the smoke up in the air, now the world is hot. So many bitches on my dick that I can't decide. Fuck it, I'ma kill the pussy, call homicide. I'm leaning and I'm swerving, fresh as like detergent. Schooling all these rookies, making sure these niggas learning. I keep it on the down low, my music you will download. All my shows were sold out, that's why your show got canceled. Herbalife, I'm smoking on that earth shit. That's that medical, you're smoking on that dirt shit. Everything that I got, nigga, I earned it. As soon as I re-up, I'm in the mall splurging. From head to toe, I'm doing it. From head to toe, your swag, I influenced it. I've been around a long time, I'm never losing it. I'm Rick James, bitch, mixed with some newer shit.
Why you mad at me? Let me do what I do.
Why
you acting brand new?
Why you mad at me?
I don't know what I'm doing, but you can best believe I do it. Let me do what I do.
Why
you acting brand new?
Why you mad at me?
I don't know what I'm doing, but you can best believe I do it.
Why you mad at me?
He said fresh as detergent. I'm in the mall splurging. What? I like that, man. And you had me crying at the end. So, and you did that beat. It's so simple, and I never can do a simple beat. And you just motivated me to do one. I'm gonna do me one tonight because I was like, man, I want to do one. Because it don't take much, as long as you can pop your head to it, and I was popping my head to it because I like the beat. Brother Ant, is he still on?
Yeah.
I was popping, man. I like. Let me do. Now the thing is stuck in my head.
Yeah, let me do what I.
And that's what you want. Like, you want people to have it stuck in their head.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it did for me. I'm still over here bopping my head to it.
I appreciate that.
It was not a lot into it, but I'm always one to want to put more into it. But, yeah, I'm doing one tonight, and I'm going to let Q hear. Urban Blue is in the house still. Urban Blue jazz artist, meet Just Q, and also tell him what you thought about that track.
You know I'm a jazz artist, but the hip hop world is growing on me, and like you guys said, it was one of those things that's in your head. I'm sitting here thinking right now, let me do what I do. I just got an inspiration off of that myself. I'm like, you know, I'll pop to you, my brother. That's the way you want to roll. You know, you wanna have something that's gonna stay with the people or stay in their head, and that's definitely in my head, man. It's popping.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
So what equipment do you use when you get down and do a Just Q beat?
Honestly, pretty much I only use FL Studio. Like, I don't have any MIDI controllers at the moment. I had one, but it broke. My daughter actually messed it up. But I'm strictly FL Studio, and I do everything on there.
And that's Fruity Loops for the people that don't know.
Yeah.
Because me and Urban Blue know, and I know Ant don't know. Ant is like, okay. I'm trying to educate y'all because it's always technical with me because I make music too, and I'm sure it's technical with Blue as well. And I tried to use Fruity Loops, and I couldn't use it, but I tried. I'm just so stuck in where I'm at. I use Magic Studios, and that's where I make my music at. But, I mean, I loved it, man. Like I said, I was like, wow. And that song stuck in your head. And like Urban Blue said, that's what you want. You want people to always remember you. And we definitely going to remember that song, all three of us. We going to remember that one. If we don't say your name, do what I do, and then they're like, let me do what I do, and then everybody, oh, yeah, yeah. I know everybody's going to say that along with me.
Most definitely. It's like, you know, I'm sitting here right now thinking, like, let me do what I do. You know, let me write some more music, because that's what I do. You know?
And it's a hot title even before we heard the song. For me, I like the title. Now, other song that you gave me, Vengeance, which I'm ready to play right now. Introduce that song.
Well, I'm a part of an actual independent label out here called ASI Records. And it's one of the main artists. He's one of the founders of the label. His name is GSB. I actually sent the beat out to a lot of people, but I sent that beat to him. He sent me the song back in, like, 20 minutes.
Wow.
Just killed it. It was ridiculous. I took a Dell sample and chopped it and made that beat.
Vengeance. Here it is.
Niggas is singing and then the office. It's family, kisses, harmony, blending, closed caskets, even living, expected outcome, amplified and slalom, tech nines for volume. Now being an inmate is something I wanna follow. Born with a beautiful heart, mature and turning it hollow. One more shot, vodka burning with swallow. Visions of Molotov cocktails, jet fuel and vowels. Towers up the scorched skin, see my enemies howl. Remember they lack compassion when I was down. I ain't a killer, listen to Big Punisher. Not aligning with running up, just making them run out of houses. To my sight picture when my gun is up. Simple advisement, annoyed seeing where life went. Trying to change it, this is it like a mic hit. Mike did an orgasm, stabbing them with knife tips. Laying at the nexus between helping a human being and seeing it die in its screams. Reaching the upper limits of pain it can take in its genes. Seeing two moments of hate with vengeance baked in between. Jesus turned the other cheek, wasn't passively beat. And walking in his footsteps provides a moment to speak. Holding my babies in my arms as tears fall on their cheeks. Knowing that I lost a little of myself in the streets. Lost a little of my health in a week of defending corporations where the oil is sweet. M16 off safety, keep demanding shots. Surrounded with camouflage, that's well fitting for sandlots. Are you following? Grab a funnel, insert the shallow end. I'll pour four metal jackets and just with hollering. Why bother with explaining positions when you're only here to beat the first time that you listen, huh? Cars, this ain't a snow patrol.
constellation of a powerful nation, built from the ground up, bearing truth in its statement. Seeing the spectators become afraid, ain't something they acquainted with. Trying to spit like we do will leave you with a hanging lip. Family grandstanding, releasing anguish from being forgotten, only stopping for our payment. Only top of the totem, paraphrasing. Quali, only custom fitted tracks, tell them it LED. I wish, how are they going to stop us? Daily dose of pausing egos, posing, you're not this. Slapstick actors. Why would you approach us, holding your stupid ass in a cell, tuned in to Oprah? Grow up, you're dealing with grown men. Go back to sleeping and dozing. Get your mind right, nigga, you're hopeless.
Just Q. Dude sound like Guru, for real. I was like, man, that dude sound just like, and I was like, well, I know he ain't here, but he sound just like Guru, for real. That dude sound good against that beat, because that's some Guru to do it against that same beat. I mean, the idea is when you put the beats down, anybody, I guess, with the right money or the right sound can rap over or perform over one of your beats. Am I correct?
Yeah, I do. I do stuff for every single person. I'm not one-dimensional. I try to strive to be the best producer I can be, which some people get it confused. There's beat makers and there's people that actually produce. It's two different things. So, and I'm not trying to offend anybody, but for producers make a variety of different music. There's people that do scores for movies and can actually go back and do stuff for rap artists, pop artists, whatever. That's what I'm trying to do.
Right. And put out your information so people can get at you about some production. Like I said, I listened to one of the beat pages that you had, and I was like, man, he almost got my money. Almost. Put out the information where people can hit you up and also hit you up about some production. Because I'm sure there's a lot of rap artists that listen to this show and probably going to want to hit you up.
Well, my main beat page is justqbeats.bandcamp.com. And that's where I have almost every single beat that I put out. I have all my projects on there. I have all my beat tapes, my several artists, everything's on there. Then I have the SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/justqbeats. The Facebook is, I have my Facebook, which is just if you look me up, it's just justqbeats. I try to keep everything the same so it's simple for everybody to find me.
Well, I thank you again for calling in, sir. I want Ant and Blue to actually say some parting words to you as well. Starting with Blue.
Well, brother, I really like your style. You are one of these guys where I would like to blend in some of my music. You know what I'm saying? I was listening and I could hear some of your riffs and things that could definitely fit into a jit chop, as you say, T-A-Z. Some of this jazz, hip-hop.
Hip-hop, yeah.
So I would like to stay in touch with you and keep on doing you, or do what you do.
Brother Ant.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Taz, when we always talk about going back old school, you know, bring back the 90s. That's exactly what that sounded like. Like you said, with Guru.
That sounded,
you know,
like Guru.
Saying?
I mean, the whole set. I'm sitting there going,
yeah,
whoa.
Exactly. Bring, all I can say is do keep doing what you're doing and keep bringing back the 90s, because that's exactly what it sounded like to me.
I like the reason that he puts music into music, because a lot of people just, you know, just do the same old. What's hot this week, I got to keep doing what's hot last week. I mean, you know, there's no creativity anymore, no originality. So just keep doing what you do and stay original too, man. And keep music in it, because like you said, you listen to a lot of the old R&B that you was raised up on. Keep putting music into your music, man.
I appreciate that, and I'll do that.
All right, Kat, and thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Brother Ant and Urban Blue, I want to thank you guys for calling in as well, man. I'm going to end the show with one song by my cousin, which this is one of my cousins on my dad's side. I got cousins that do music on both sides of the family. But he does all his beats with the Music Machine. I'm sure you heard of it, Blue. The Music Machine.
Hey,
he does it on a machine. It's the one that's got the psychedelic buttons, almost look like an MPC, but it's just called Machine.
You know, I'm the Music Machine, so like I said, that's something that...
he does all his beats on machine program and software. Y'all, you can look it up. It's MASHINE, machine.
Okay.
And he does all his beats on this. And I wanted to learn it, but he told me stay where I'm at. Don't move. Don't do nothing else. The name of the song is called Move. Somebody else wrote it and performed it, but he did the music to it. Again, I want to thank the artist that came through, Urban Blue, Just Q, and my co-host, Brother Ant, in the house. Till the next time, bro.
It was a pleasure.
Go with the flow, I'm a runaway. Lot of ladies in the club, please put your gun away. We could beef on another day. Anyway, move, move. If you wanna have fun, I ain't even left the crib. I'm already half drunk. All this smoke is probably bad for my asthma, but I'ma hit it to the tip like it's the last one. Your first impression might be I'm an asshole. You goddamn right, bitch. Plus I'ma ask you to buy me a drink. So what you think about my fortified leadership? It's 5 o'clock and you know that we ain't leaving yet. Everybody dance around so hard they make the feeling sweat. Some people like to chill, I guess they keep it real. And if the party's popping, just imagine how the speakers feel. That's a change of pace, so let the haters hate, cause I don't like them anyway. Move, move, I ain't here to act hard. Everybody move around, ain't no need to back off. Move, move, like you to run your ass off. Everybody move around like this gon' be the last song. Move, move, if you chillin' in your backyard, even if you out of space, it's good that you gon' blast off. Move, move, when you see me coming past y'all, moving to the bar, cause I heard them holler last call. I got it hot up in here, but the beer is cold. Sneaking in a bottle that I brought from the liquor store. When she ready, grab my shit and go. My head is heavy and I'm ready for some head that's slow. So move, move, don't you do it too fast. I'ma let her win so she knows that I'm coming last. How do I begin when I'm already in the ass? I don't want children, so my words ain't just getting wrapped. And them is just the facts, so you can just relax. Even if she claims it's clean, I'ma strap a prophylax so I can hear a scream when I get in between. I know how to treat a trick and it ain't even Halloween. Move, move, I ain't here to act hard. Everybody move around, ain't no need to back off. Move, move, like you to run your ass off. Everybody move around like this gon' be the last song. Move, move, if you chillin' in your backyard, even if you out of space, I feel that you gon' blast off. Move, move, when you see me coming past y'all, movin' to the bar, cause I heard them holler last call. I want the planet in the palm of my hand, so I be movin' more miles than the Marlboro Man. Man, get loose if you feelin' the vibe, and when I cruise through, better step to the side and move, move like you're rent is past due. Ain't no need to stand still like a statue. I'm not cool, and honestly, the liquor's in me. And probably I'm a holler, but I barely can see. And dog, this girl is down on her knees, she barely can breathe. All y'all scandalous and scared of me, trick. I be rocking the boat, I got a seasick, and now they just be chopping the flow. This ain't the remix. Move.
move. I ain't here to act hard. Everybody move around or you gon' get a crack jaw. Move. I ain't here to act hard. Everybody move around. They don't need to back off.